Paul Boger is KUNR's political reporter and has been in Carson City covering the state legislature. Paul, thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
Now, I know it was a busy week in the legislature, but I want to touch on some other big news from the week. Let's talk about the Secretary of State's investigation into voter fraud.
Yeah, so Barbara Sagavsky is claiming that three people who had not obtained citizenship illegally voted in the 2016 general election. As the state's top elections chief, it's her job to look into these things, and sent out a press release last week saying that, according to information they obtained from the Department of Motor Vehicles, that at least 100 people who were not citizens were illegally registered to vote. And it looks like 21 of them have voted at some point, with three voting in the last election. It's big news given that just a couple weeks ago, the governor vetoed a bill that would have had automatic voter registration at the DMV. So it's really interesting to see what's going on here, considering the arguments over automatic voter registration and how that'll play into President Donald Trump's allegations of voter fraud across the country.
Now, there was also a town hall meeting with Nevada Republican congressional delegation. We've seen other meetings like this get really ugly in other parts of the country. So how was it here?
It was really ugly, actually. it wasn't as bad as you've seen in other parts of the country, but it was still pretty rough, especially for Senator Heller. Congressman Amadei seemed to at least connect with the crowd on some sort of level. Senator Heller, however, you know, he's widely considered the easiest target during next fall's election, and he had a difficult time appealing to voters on either side of the aisle lately. So at the town hall, he really got hit from both sides on his support for Trump's cabinet picks, judicial picks, possible cuts to the EPA, federal funding for Planned Parenthood. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out over the next few months.
I read that Senator Heller actually told the town hall that he supports federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Is that true?
That is true. However, at another town hall that I was at just a couple months ago, he said he was not for funding for Planned Parenthood, and his record proves otherwise at this point.
All right, let's get back to the 2017 session. Mm-hmm. What's the latest? What's going on this week?
So week 11 at this point, there's hundreds of bills on the floor of the Senate and the Assembly, and they have until next Tuesday to pass all the measures through their House of Origin into the other chamber. With that said, lawmakers have been busy. They're pushing legislation through. So far, lawmakers have passed bills like the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, which mandates pay and overtime, caps on deductions for food and shelter. You've got bills that clarify that doctors are not violating standards if they administer drugs that are not approved by the FDA for that purpose. So far, plenty of bills going through. Nothing really controversial yet. So that's going to be really interesting for the early part of next week, because you're facing a major deadline. If these bills don't go through, they're done. And at this point, it remains to be seen whether the Assembly or the Senate will be prepared for that deadline. So far, the Senate's passed roughly about 100 bills. The Assembly's lost some steam, actually, managing only a few dozen bills passed so far. So it's interesting considering there's 500 bills up for consideration, and roughly about 150 have been passed so far.
Great. Paul Boger is KUNR's political reporter. Paul, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.